Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honors many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards, sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce, celebrate high achievers. Between now and November 5th, Federal News Radio is interviewing the finalists for this year's awards. Omar Balkasoon is the CEO and co-founder of OG Systems and a finalist for this year's Contractor of the Year Award in the up to $75 million in sales category. He joins me now with more on his nomination. Omar, great to have you on.
Hey, Tom. Thank you this morning.
All right. So just give us a brief, by the way, this is the second time we're speaking. We should let listeners know. I met your company at a recent GeoInt conference in Washington and found some interesting facts there. So give us a brief idea of what the company does.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we exist for one reason. We are passionate about the mission, helping keep our country safe. Why? You and I can actually have this conversation. And we believe that the system is a little fractured and there's a better way to inject rapid technology, people, and new process into the agency's environment. We support the DoD and the IC. We just happen to be great stewards of GeoInt data. And simply what that means is we know how to put data in context, place, point, time, who, what, where, and why. So our guys know what's over that hill, or our analysts know why people are moving in certain areas for humanitarian efforts.
All right, so you've got a network, I guess you could call it, called Zhivango as a way to get people with capabilities together with the government rapidly. How does that work?
Yeah, so what we designed was a platform that kind of brings in non-traditional players into the government arena. And typically what we found is these companies, great technologies, but they are a little bit allergic interacting with the government just due to red tape or the bureaucratic processes that they're not used to. Get them into the platform, and it's kind of a LinkedIn where they can showcase their technologies, understand the mission requirements that are coming in from the government. We help translate that, and we kind of make a matchmaking so customers can have quick access to non-traditional vendors for the technologies. 9 times out of 10, the technology exists. We don't need to go out and custom build things anymore.
So are you a contract vehicle for those companies, or does the government then contract directly with them if it so chooses?
Yeah, absolutely. They would do a direct connect with the customer. And we just kind of facilitate that brokered platform and really try to create an open environment for people to expose themselves to great technologies, to the mission requirements. We're just simply the broker platform.
So these non-traditional sources of capability for the government, do they tend to cluster in certain areas like cybersecurity, or are they more across the board?
Yeah, no, absolutely. They definitely do cluster themselves. I mean, it's based off of the profiles that they put in. We'll help kind of clusterize if you're looking for UAV companies, if you're looking for data processing companies, if you're looking for data analytic companies. We kind of help create an easy way for the customers to navigate, but also we also provide an easy way for the non-traditionals to navigate customer problems.
And you've also hosted a series of hackathons and found in fact, there was one involving, at your website today, involving a intern from the Naval Academy. What is the value of hackathons? How can a company host these things, and how can they then, the output of a hackathon, and you might tell us what a hackathon is, and how the output from them can benefit federal agencies?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've seen some magic happen with hackathons, and you bring in, you know, young kids, or you bring in industry players that are thinking about your problem completely differently. They're coming in with compressed time. You see people come together and play against their strengths. And they really work hard problems very quickly. So in a acquisition cycle where, you know, the timelines are usually very long, this is a very quick, idea-driven environment. And what we see is the ability to really put some hard problems up there, and you have, again, non-traditionals looking at your problem and understanding the art of the possible. And these are minimally viable products. They're not going to solve the entire problem, but it really is a different way to see how technology can play with each other and really starts to drive the next generation of the requirements development cycle that we believe really puts capabilities in the end user hand very quickly.
And can they result in chunks of code that are usable in systems of record?
Absolutely. So we haven't got to systems of record yet, but we have seen a lot of these pilots and prototypes spin up. And once you get user acceptance and you start to iterate with the end user, you really get a nice refined product that is not being built in a vacuum anymore.
So in other words, you might say the hackathon is kind of the foundation piece of agile development process.
That's exactly correct, Tom.
All right, and I wanted to also ask you about a capability you have called Viper Labs. What is that, and how does that work with agencies?
Yeah, so Viper Labs is kind of our internal IRAD idea to reality platform. We talked about hackathons. It's kind of our internal hackathon where we will work and do voice of the customer, understand what their problems are, bring them into our environment and say, hey, let's explore what you're talking about. Let's mash up some real technology. Again, 9 times out of 10, the technology exists. We're going to go out there, find the technology, show and demonstrate their mission threads with their data sets, their process, the techniques, and their analysts, and say, here we go. Here's a quick way to address your problem. And we really get out of this, you know, 3-4 year delivery cycle and really start pushing and iterate solutions.
We're speaking with Omar Balkasoon. He's the CEO and co-founder of OG Systems. So it sounds like the whole approach is almost the antithesis of the traditional systems integration approach, which also involved, I guess you could say, waterfall development or old-fashioned software development. It seems like this is the new way that agencies are trying to get to the systems they need.
Yeah, Tom, I truly believe that. You see some things coming out of GSA. The 18F is a great demonstration of this. I think what has worked in the past is not necessarily the right way forward for the future. This is all about rapid, quick delivery. Can't solve the entire problem on day one, but I think as you start to chip away at that capability, you get end-user capability into the hands of the end-users very quick and do rapid iteration. That is our thesis, and that's how we're really seeing success with our customers, and I think there is the change is on with some of the thought leaders and the innovators within the agencies.
And earlier you mentioned the geographical content or geographical information and how that's informing more and more systems. And also, I wanted to ask you how geographic information can be exploited, found, used in somewhere that a lot of agencies don't go, and that is into the deep web.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're seeing a lot of, at the end of the day, the open source environments have a tremendous amount of data that is just pooling around, and this dark web is an untapped data source. And if you use that and start to mash it with unique data sets that these agencies have, you really start to have a more rounded picture of patterns of life, of what's happening, and it really gives you more data points to start making your decisions.
So the deep web is the area that you can't get to normally with using Google and browsers, right? But it can be gotten if you know how?
Absolutely right, yeah. So if you know, we have folks that are, they stay on top of these, they're basically just buried databases, and you have, closed off environments where people are trending, where people are chatting, where people are posting interesting things, and just knowing where to go and tapping those sources becomes another data set that you can overlay onto, what people typically know on Google.
All right. So in the GovCon finalist, you're not a small business anymore. You're up to $75 million. And so where do you place yourself in the ecosystem of tech suppliers?
Yeah, so we compete with the Accentures, the Leidos, the SACs, the Booz Allens, and the Lockheeds of the world. We've been doing that for quite some time. We were a small business, but we've been playing on the large business platform for quite a while. So we really hope that people catch on to what we're trying to do and help us change the game. We can't do it ourselves, and we believe that our competitors, we call them competimates, we actually partner up with them, and we help them understand the rapid, agile innovation cycle that we're accustomed to operating in.
All right. Omar Balkasoon is the CEO and co-founder of OG Systems, a finalist for this year's GovCon Contractor of the Year Award. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Thanks a lot.